USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Death and destruction continues in Ukraine as Russian soldiers continue their quest across Europe's second largest country. The latest victim is Europe's largest nuclear power plant, attacked by Russian bombs overnight. David Nichols is with South Africa's Nuclear Energy Corporation and describes the power plant's characteristics on ENCA News.
I cannot believe somebody is actually going to directly target the reactor. What you'd be doing is, at best, trying to knock out the auxiliaries around it, which would cause the plant potentially to lose cooling, which would be very similar in that sense to the Three Mile Island accident in 1979 in the USA.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is now in control by Russian soldiers. Florida Senate passed a bill last night, 23-15, to ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign the bill. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
With inflation and gas prices striking hard on American wallets, what is Washington going to do about this crisis?
With Americans continuing to get pounded at the gas pump, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked in her daily news conference what the president is going to do about it.
The president is quite focused on making sure that we are taking steps to reduce the impact, to ensure there's supply necessary out there. Obviously, tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is part of that. Engaging with global partners around the world who may be big global suppliers about putting more oil in the system.
AAA is now reporting the national average at $3.73 a gallon. That's up 8 cents from just yesterday, 32 cents from a month ago, and over a dollar 12 months ago. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina introduced a resolution Wednesday calling for an international court to investigate Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Today marks the day the moon becomes a target for space junk, thrown away like a fast food wrapper when driving down the highway. In a display of cosmic littering, a wayward rocket body will crash into the far side of the moon on Friday, marking the first time that a piece of space junk has accidentally struck the lunar surface. The booster rocket China and the United States argue is each other's, and traveling at more than 5,500 miles per hour, is predicted to slam into the Hertzsprung crater at 12:25 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, though the precise time and location are unclear, as it is the dark side of the moon. Election issues in Wisconsin has revealed quite a few details that broke the law in the 2020 general election. Tim Berg reports.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal.
When it's all put together, NASA's Europa Clipper will be as large as an SUV with solar arrays long enough to span a basketball court, all the better to help power the spacecraft during its journey to Jupiter's icy moon Europa. The launch is expected in late 2024. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.